appreciate the opportunity to have you here and talk about a menagerie of topics. But first, let's jump right in to the main topic that's gotten a lot of headlines. And I find it interesting that you really didn't think it was as big a deal as other things, like your passion for Lansing and your passion for Michigan State and your passion for Michigan. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but let's talk about the incident in itself. Someone, and that individual has turned himself into authorities, burned a Quran and left that at your doorstep. When you initially found out about this, what was your thoughts, your feelings, your reaction?
Certainly, it was, you know, the Quran is a very holy book. I mean, it's something that you readily identify the religion of Islam with, as it is being the, you know, the holy book, like the Bible is the holy book of Christianity, and the Torah is one of the holy books in Judaism. By the way, both the Bible and the Torah are very well respected in Islam because it's felt that the Quran is a continuation of those words of God as they're revealed by, you know, through Moses, Abraham, and then through Jesus, and then ultimately Muhammad. So, you know, you have something that's really kind of a cornerstone in your faith that has been desecrated. It can be quite painful. And so thus the original response was just pain, just, you know, the pain of seeing something of such value so belittled. But at the same time, the immediate response, and I got to tell you, our neighbors around the Islamic Center in East Lansing are just absolutely wonderful people, including several churches. And as they identified pieces of the torn Quran and began bringing them to us, very often very respectfully organized, put together sometimes in plastic bags. Some neighbors were kind enough to actually let them dry out and then kind of brought them, you know, in as respectful manner as they understood. And that outpouring of support slowly began to replace that pain with great pride. And the pride that, you know, mid-Michigan, East Lansing in particular, but mid-Michigan, including the cities of Lansing and our surrounding cities, it's one of the best places in America to live.
Now, this happened on 9/11, and you chose not to deal with this on 9/11 because?
9/11 deserves its own respect. 9/11 is a day of reflection, a day in which the United States, Americans, all Americans, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Hindu, atheist, whatever background, need to come together and reflect on what makes America great and what will make America greater. And also it's a day that really deserves and should show a lot of respect to the victims of 9/11 and the families of 9/11. We felt the message that we as Americans try to deliver to the world on 9/11 was of great importance, that it deserved its own respect, and we didn't want messages to be mixed or confused.
Why didn't you, the following day, you alerted authorities and the media, why didn't you just, I don't know, let it go? Why did you feel you needed to deal with this?
Well, actually, authorities were alerted on the day of the incident. We had requested the authorities not to release that we reported such an incident, because at times, sometimes media will proceed to you know, to ask what happened and what incident and things like that. And thus, we didn't want such an incident to make or receive any attention, one, until all the facts of the investigation could come together immediately. And number two, obviously, and more importantly, because it is 9/11, and we didn't want that. So September 12th, actually, the announcement was after investigators had already been notified. There was some media that received a press release or some information that did not come from us. That's when we started to engage the media.
What would you have done if someone would have burned a Bible and desecrated a Bible and laid it on your front door?
100% absolutely the same thing. And I would be equally offended and insulted, and I know our community members would be equally offended and insulted if a Bible was desecrated, if a cross was desecrated, if a Jewish star or a Star of David was desecrated. These are, you know, any act like this has no place in Islam, and we as Muslims believe that. And more importantly, these are all religious relics and icons from the same God that we all worship.
You know, there is a fear. There was a gentleman in Florida who wanted to burn the Quran on 9/11. He ended up not doing that, but there was a worldwide fear that that would have sparked terrorism. And I'm sure that the burning of a Bible wouldn't have sparked terrorism. But there's a fear that if this kind of thing gets out, that it can spark bad things. But I wanted to kind of turn it around. Did you feel a fear? Were you kind of afraid when that was laid on the door of where you worship? I came to the place where you worship, to the center itself. And right next door, the first thing that hit me is there's a school, and I heard kids playing. And that made me think of my own kids, and I wondered, were you afraid? Were the people you worship with afraid for the children and what else might happen?
Absolutely. I mean, there was no – our initial response and our initial assessment of the situation, that this was likely somebody who acted individually or a small group of individuals, nothing organized, nothing. And certainly we did not feel this was something – emerging from anybody from mid-Michigan, however, that remains in the background, that you have to be concerned about the safety, because this was a person who, however the details come out, a Quran was burned and put on the front doorstep of the Islamic Center while kids were actually playing that evening or that night in the gym in the back. How do you protect them? What would have happened if that person saw somebody coming in or out? How would they have responded, reacted? So the issue of security and safety did play a great role. Merciful God, knowing that our neighbors look out for our backyard and we look out for their backyard, it became very quickly apparent that, again, the community was coming together and that the kids could be safe and could play. One of the things that I'd like your listeners to know is we have neighborhood kids who are not Muslim who come and play in our gym and or play in our playground. It's an open Islamic center where the doors are actually locked only from very late at night to very early in the morning.